Are consumers cutting back or not, given all this inflation? It depends where you look. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Let's try it as understatement. This has not been a glowing season for investing in stocks. The S&P index is down about 8.25% in a month. The NASDAQ is down about 13% in a month. Let's get the latest psychology from a market player. Susan Schmidt is at Aviva Investors. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have companies worried about how much money they're going to make. And some of these companies, for instance, Snap yesterday, are now saying we think we're going to make less than we've been telling you.
That's right. Remember that stock prices ultimately are driven by investors' perception of the earnings power of these companies. And we are seeing reason for investors to be skeptical about the valuation.
And a lot of it, though, ties back to us, consumers. How exuberant are we in the face of inflation, in the face of a campaign by the Fed to slow economic activity, to kill off inflation?
That's right. So it's really important to see what Americans are doing and how they're spending their money. Right now, what we're seeing is some very interesting data points as managements come out and tell us about their businesses. We've heard about retail being under pressure, but it is very company specific.
Yeah, I mean, the big mess with Target about a week ago, but it's not every retailer.
No, not at all. So yesterday, we had positive earnings surprise from Nordstrom. It really is company-specific, stock-by-stock, who's managing to survive in this more difficult and challenging environment.
Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors, out of the Chicago office there. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nordstrom stock is up 8% now. Today we'll get notes from the central bank's last meeting on inflation that'll be scoured for hints about interest rates to come. NASDAQ is flat. The S&P is up 0.1%. The Dow is up 48 points, 0.2%. We're also covering fresh data on the money spent by gun rights groups, given President Biden's call last night for Congress to stand up to these lobbyists amid the horrors of the gunman in South Texas, who murdered 21 yesterday, including 19 elementary school students. The fundraising numbers are in our podcast feed if you miss them on the air. Former President Trump, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, and Texas Senator Ted Cruz are set to address the National Rifle Association Convention in Houston on Friday. Amazon holds its annual meeting for shareholders today. Amazon's stock has fallen nearly 40% since the beginning of this year. Yes, they're not the only one falling, but still, among investor concerns, a $214 million pay package proposed for the new CEO and Amazon's approach to entry-level employees. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has that.
One proposal shareholders have posed to executives this year is an independent audit of working conditions at Amazon warehouses.
That's going to get big attention.
Dan Ives is a managing director at Wedbush.
Ultimately, the labor issues have been a black eye for Amazon. There's no way to sugarcoat that.
Another proposal is led by a union leader who was fired for leading a protest over working conditions. It calls for Amazon to put out a report on its collective bargaining and freedom of association policies. Eileen DeVault, who teaches labor history at Cornell, says it's not often that shareholders and employees are on the same side.
It gives another form of pressure against the company to try to get them to be serious about taking care of workers.
But these are just proposals, two among 15, all of which Amazon has made clear it opposes. A company spokesperson said it's committed to improving workplace safety. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI?
I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Los Angeles has 48,000 unsheltered people using a 2020 census by the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority. Voters approve money for more affordable housing there, but there are still immediate needs. Here's Ethan Ward from station KPCC.
The city of Los Angeles has been setting up safe camping sites like this one, located near a major street near downtown. These are designated areas where unhoused people can camp. The city provides a pallet, tent, and a storage bin. But from a coffee shop not far away, Melina Abdullah, a co-founder of the local Black Lives Matter LA, says these temporary solutions aren't good enough.
I don't want to see people sitting in a parking lot stall and act like that's housing.
She also says she's not a fan of another temporary solution, tiny home villages that offer people shelters about the size of a tool shed.
Would your mama live there? If your mama wouldn't live there, that's not housing.
Abdullah says there should be enough space for permanent supportive housing in L.A. Voters in Los Angeles approved money to create 10,000 new apartments over a decade for people experiencing homelessness. But construction is slow due to a complex web of city, county, and state hurdles that builders must clear. By late last year, fewer than 1,200 were open. A much faster solution is master leasing. That's a process where service providers pay up front for an entire building. They have control over who moves in and are responsible for taking care of the property. They also offer social services to tenants.
It's a way to get the units that are available and get the people that need to be housed or rehoused housed quickly.
That's Veronica Lewis, director of the Homeless Outreach Program Integrated Care System, a nonprofit that works with unhoused people. Hopix has already started leasing properties. It's entered into 7 in the last year and a half. Meanwhile, to fast-track building, the state of California is working with cities to speed up new construction. Megan Kirkby is with California's Department of Housing and Community Development.
We're in a better position when people are acting with a sense of urgency, getting their rezoning done as quickly as they can.
But some cities in California are pushing back against a new state law that would allow construction of multifamily housing units on many single-family lots. I'm Ethan Ward for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.